311.
Good afternoon, happy new year, welcome to another edition of the 311 radio show. I am your host this afternoon, Fire and Life Safety Officer Jason Collins, and happy new year to each and every one of you. And this afternoon I have with me none other than Leading Fire Officer Natasha Ford. Good afternoon, happy new year to you, Natasha.
And a happy new year to you. Happy new year, Barbados. For those of us who've made it into this blessed new year, again, you know what? Let's say congratulations to each other. Some people would not have made it through the old year into the new year. And we're giving God thanks and praise for bringing us through. I mean, you got to give God the Almighty. You have to give him thanks for seeing us through last year. For some of us, it would have been challenging and such like. But through his grace, we've made it now through 2023. And this is the first Sunday, and we are with you.
Yes, that is correct. The first Sunday of the year 2023, and we are rearing and ready to go. And as you rightly said, we definitely need to give God thanks, because it has been a very challenging last few years. But last year in itself, you know, would have had some challenges for some. Some of us, as you said, would not have made it this far into the new year. So to each and every one of you who are here with us today, we want to say, you know, all the best for the new year, 2023.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are we going to talk about this afternoon? New year, new things, new excitement, all kinds of things. You know what? Usually as the year turns, people do this. I don't know. People still do it. The new year resolutions. And do they still have those?
Let's call it part of tradition. So part of tradition, as we know it, is making these New Year's resolutions. And I can tell you quite frankly, for me, yes, I sit down and I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And before the third month, sometimes the fourth month of the year, we forget all about these resolutions. And
we get distracted.
Yeah, we do become really distracted. Other things hold our focus, and we tend not to stick to them. Most of us, there are some people who are rather disciplined. I would like them to teach me how they get it done. But
well, maybe that can be our focus this year. Be less distracted.
Be less distracted. I like that.
Be less.
I like that.
Not only,
less distracted.
Correct. Not only from a personal perspective in terms of your resolutions, but going down the year, going forward, as we look at our fire safety and so forth, you know, be less distracted. When you look at our road safety, be less distracted on the roads. And if we take that through our entire year, we should hopefully meet those goals, resolutions, or whatever you call them, a lot better than we would have done in previous years. What do you think?
I think you have a point there, you know. And on top of that, I find not only in terms of road safety, but even in terms of the home environment,
correct,
if we become less distracted with some of the things that we have to do, we pay closer attention to what is going on around us, then some of these incidents that we have at home, these near misses, they can be avoided. Very, and I'm talking in terms of like being less distracted. Don't be on the phone and inside the kitchen, you know, trying to prepare a meal or whatever, because sometimes you find, because you have so many things, life happens. At the end of the day, life happens. And because we become so bogged down with it,
correct,
we talk about multitasking, but sometimes the brain is just focused on a particular thing. We're trying to do other activities, and at the same time, you know, it's like we pay more attention to one than the other.
And that happens naturally.
So realistically, are we multitasking? Because I mean, for me, again, as I pointed out before, something on the mind, you figure you turn off the stove, but you just turn it down. You turn it on the lowest setting, and you're going on about your business. You've been distracted. There goes your house. Now, I mean, if you're able to make it back in peace, it might just be the saucepan. It might just be a kettle that boiled out, whether it be the electrical kettle or the one on the stove. But I do like what you're saying, being less distracted.
Yeah,
and all of us should endeavor to do that. If too many things are happening at the same time, try delegating duties, you know, asking for help. I mean, that one is a really big one though, Jason, because, you know, some of us are so proud,
correct,
that we don't know when to ask for help. And I ain't gonna sit down here and pretend I'm one of those people. don't know how to ask for help. Well, I should say don't know how to ask. I do know how to ask, but sometimes I prefer to go all the way out. And then when I realize, you know what, then is when I may ask
After you mash it up,
for
try.
help. But asking for help is not a sign of weakness.
True, true. Well, you know, it is good that you started on that opening note, because coming on to the end of 2022, you know, I don't think any of us in the department liked what we saw in terms of, there were a few house fires that we wish did not occur. And like we always say, one house fire is always one too many. And it just means that we have been a bit distracted. And that's why we started that term saying, be less distracted this year, because that's one of the things that we want to focus more on in terms of being aware of your surroundings, aware of your fire safety, aware in terms of having your businesses inspected. We all know already about the burn permit as well as it relates to the fire service, if you must burn, although there are so many alternative ways of disposing of waste, as we would have mentioned here on this program on more than one occasion. But for those who think that for whatever reason they have to burn a particular thing or things, they would need to go through the route of having that burn permit via the Barbados Fire Service. Now, you know, to get that burn permit or also to register for a fire safety inspection, you know, you would have to go through the Barbados Fire Service website, which by now everybody should be able to recite off the top of their head. But I'm just going to repeat it for the benefit of those who might have, maybe our new listeners. New Year, you know, you might have somebody's New Year's resolution might be, I'm going to take a closer look to, a closer listen to the 311 radio show this year. So I'm going to assume I have some new listeners for this year of 2023. And I will say to you that the Barbados Fire Service website is fireservice.gov.bb. Fireservice.gov.
One more time.
Pardon me?
Repeat one more time.
Fireservice.gov.bb. For those of you who are going to be conducting most types of business with the Barbados Fire Service, you're going to need to, as this person said one time, put that in your brain and let it sink in.
No, as a colleague, I've always say it's about time you learn the learning.
Yeah, for sure. Because everything, whether it be training, whether it be your fire safety inspection, whether it be your burn permits, you go through that fire service website, fireservice.gov.bb, to apply for any of those services that the Barbados Fire Service offer. So just want to make sure that I start your year early. You know, sometimes year turns and we get, again, distracted and didn't realize, you know what, my inspection is due or almost due. And we always say to people, try to apply at least 6 weeks in advance. Give yourself a little time so that you don't have to be calling 2 days before it is expired and say, oh, we need it done urgently because this body is on my case. We need it for this, we need it for that. And then you waited until it was too late. So please don't be distracted this year. Right for it.
That is absolutely correct. And please, another thing, don't make excuses. Don't make excuses. We have, as I said, 6 weeks is ample time. It gives you time to make sure those applications are in. It also gives the time for the process for the application to be processed and sent to the relevant person so that they can come and they can do the inspection. It also gives that person enough time to organize their business, get their other inspections out of the way, and to make sure that they can facilitate you within a timely manner. Again, as you say, Jason, don't be distracted. That's why we have, you know, gadgets, we have technology. One time we had diaries that we had to walk around with, putting the information inside of there, putting the information inside of the diary. And now most of us, we don't need the diary. We have something called a cell phone, which does more than just make calls or send messages that sometimes we don't even validate to make sure that they're true before we send them on. Correct. But it also has a calendar, an agenda that you can keep track of your tasks. You know, just put it in there, give you a reminder 6 weeks before the time, you know what? Yes, this is due or that is due. Just like we remember birthdays, put it inside your calendar. With everything that's going on, we don't always remember. And we're not going to kill you for that, because at the end of the day, we're all human. But how you can assist yourself please do as much as possible.
Yeah, put that gentle reminder in your phone, your tablet, whatever the case may be. And like you rightly said, with all the technology we have now, there's really no excuse to, and you said about making excuses, there's really no excuse to be missing those important days. And your due date for your annual inspection is extremely important. So I think it is a good way to start off your year. For those of you who own businesses who have never been inspected, please be aware that it is by law under the Safety and Health at Work Act that you are mandated to have an annual fire inspection every year. So if you have never done one, you're at the start of January, the first day of the year we are right now, go and apply right now on that fire service website. Tomorrow morning, when the fire prevention team opens the files, they will see that you have made an application and the process will start for you to have your annual fire safety inspection. Like we were saying, we did not like the trend that we saw at the end of 2022 with a few house fires and so forth. So we just want to remind you as well, apart from business persons and business owners having those inspections, we want to remind you homeowners as well. You don't necessarily, most homeowners don't generally have an inspection, although there's an avenue for that if you care to do so. But we want you to be your own inspector to make sure that you do the right things as we talk about good housekeeping practices, keeping your walkways and your exit paths to your homes clear all the time, making sure that you have things packed a certain way. Don't pack your things up to the ceiling. All of those things that you apply within your workplace, you also can apply within your home environment to make your home a safer place. You know, to have your fire extinguishers. If you have one, make sure that it is serviced annually. For those of you, we all should have our smoke alarms. And again, those smoke alarms need to be tested at least once a month. You press and hold that test button to make sure that you hear that beep and you know your alarm is in good working order. We know that if we hear the chirping sound periodically, it means that the battery of the smoke alarm needs to be changed. This is in business places. This is in private homes. All of these little tidbits that we have been giving you throughout the past years, not just last year, but throughout the previous years. You're going to 2023, let those things roll over with you and make sure that you focus a lot more on your personal safety, not only safety, life and health and safety as well as we go through the year of 2023.
And that's called true, Jason, because I mean, at the end of the day, and I'm glad you said fire, life and health, safety. It doesn't make sense being alive and healthy and at the end of the day you're not looking after your home and your home goes up in flames, because then that is going to play on your mental health, and you know that can lead to a shorter lifespan. So everything is interconnected. Most people will say, you know what, I stay at home, I stay where I'm safe. But if you don't make your environment safe, and we are pleading, this is the beginning of the year, folks. Come on. I think we can do a lot better than we did every year. The thing is, I'm going to ask you to challenge yourself. And I think the best challenge anybody can do is to try to better themselves each and every time around. If you did something last year, you reached a certain standard. You know what? Tell yourself this year, you know what? I want to surpass that. I want to go beyond that. It is not only just for, in terms of fire safety or for persons who might be studying or whatever the case is, but use as a general aspect of life. If you decide, you know what? All right, last year I was running, say, 10 kilometers. Well, you know what? Let me drop that on because I can't even manage half a kilometer right now. So, forgive me. Those of you, let's make some goals. One of the goals that the members of the fire prevention unit will ask you to make, or the Barbados Fire Service on a whole, is to ensure that if you're starting 2023 with your home, your memories, I mean, the other day something happened at home. Oh, we were cleaning up and for some reason we came across some old photos of me when I was pregnant with my daughter. And one of my guests turned and said to me, you know, when a house goes up in flames, you don't just lose a home. I mean, look at all these memories that you have here, all these photos. And it was like, and that's what we've been trying to say for the longest time. It's not just the physical build, it everything goes. We go into places and we see so many security cameras. And as I had to say to one individual a day, I said, you have up all these cameras in here because you're a concernable person's carry away your stock. I said, but at the same time, you're not paying attention to what you're really doing because the way that you store things, the way you have your things sorted out within your business. If a fire happens in here, yeah, your members may carry some, your employees may carry some, but a fire is going to take every single thing that it finds in its place.
Correct.
And we need to prioritize, we need to realize where we really stand. Get down on your hands and knees, people. This is the year to do it. It's the beginning of the year. The house is clean, so we can get down on our hands and knees because we'd have been scrubbing for Christmas and everything is still spanking new. Make those checks around the home. For those persons who didn't get to get you any Christmas gifts in the early, we still have until the 6th of January to celebrate Christmas. Come on, the 12 days of Christmas. So if you know you need an electric kettle because the one that you have, you got the wires cut and twisted back together, put that on your list. You know what? There's somebody out there who's probably willing to contribute, but we will not know unless we ask a question. And this is
No.
the time now for being our brother's keepers.
Sure.
So,
Not
with
only
all of that said, we know it is the new year. We're happy to be here with you. But at the same time, I'm kind of sad about it as well. And Jason is there skinning his mouth. I don't know why he's skinning. Because this isn't a laughing matter. I really, it is no laughing matter. While we've had some transfers and persons moving to different departments within our different stations, units within our department, we want to say welcome to each and every one of you. You've worked at different areas before, you're going into a new area. Go open-mindedly. As I said, life, one thing is inevitable, and that is change. Change will always happen. It will always come about. So, why is it that I'm so sad on this occasion? Although it's a happy day, it's supposed to be Happy New Year. You can see the, if you look at the video or the lively banners, but
It's also the best month of the year. Just put that out there early.
I will only go with that because my daughter was also born in this month, as well as my father. So I'll give you that after December. After December, folks sat every Sunday for the past 5 years or so, and you've listened attentively to what was broadcast to you. You've invited them into your homes on many occasions. When we're out there in person, you come up just to say hi. We love what you do and such like. And I don't know if you can hear the emotion in my voice at this point in time, but we've had some really good people pass through this unit. And if I go back, we had, as you know, Lisa Prescott. She used to be here with us. We've had late former station officer, Bobby King, Anthony King, who would have passed away, I think about 2, going in 3 years now. And who else have we had? We've had other Austin, Ryan Austin. We've had Mervin Mears, who decide, oh my goodness, happy retirement. Today
Yes,
is his official retirement.
the official retirement today, for sure. I've retired today, the
And one of the people that you're going to be missing, yes, I also was transferred from the unit. I've now taken up a different role. And one of the persons, yes, although you will hear me from time to time, one of my colleagues who I threw under the bus. And yes, he ran with this program like none other. I was so proud to see how he took up the mantle and he went with it. But now he is now moving on as well. And he's going to be out there still carrying on the good work, but in a different capacity. Mr. Jason Collins, allow me to say thank you for the tremendous work you've done in the fire prevention unit. Thanks for being my backup. Thanks for always being there. When I didn't see something, you were my second pair of eyes. When it comes to fire safety, I don't think there's another person that shares the passion that I do like you do. You're not only my colleague, I also called you friend, not frighten, friend. And I'm sure that our listeners, they are going to miss you just as much as I will. But of course, I'm saying to you, no, don't let me have to come and hunt you down. Do not be a stranger. Find yourself back here at some point in time so these people can continue to hear you, because I think they have become accustomed to and they look forward to it. So as I've said to you before, whatever you do, do it to the best of your ability. Do it with the passion and the love that I know you have for people, because you want to see them safe, because you have that genuine concern for them. And I know that as you take up your new role at your new station, that you will continue to fly the banner high when it comes to fire and life safety. So at this point in time, before I shed a tear, I've been trying to hold back all this time, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all that you've done, for all that you are, and for all that you will continue to be. And as you go on, may God go before you and continue to bless you, that as you reach out to people, that they will continue to feel safe. Well, I salute you, my brother.
You've said a lot. Thank you, Natasha, for the lovely send-off, if you want to call it that. It was much appreciated. I want to say a thanks, though, to the listeners, first of all. They're all of you, everybody who, as Natasha said, who come up to us on a day-to-day basis. I listen to the program. I like what you're doing. Friends, family, work colleagues, persons I don't know, persons I've never seen. I used to laugh when persons pick up Natasha by her voice when we go out and persons hear Natasha and say, "Wait, you're the woman for offering the 311 show." And then I realized it started happening to me when people say, "Wait, you're the guy for the 311 show." I realized that people started to recognize my voice as well. And you know, it is a bit overwhelming sometimes when you to see the joy on people's face and the love that they have for you, people that don't even know you personally, who come up to you and who have supported the program in more ways than one. It has indeed been a pleasure over the years to share fire safety knowledge and so on, fire and life safety knowledge and all the other tips and whatever have you that we've shared, all of the special times, the Mother's, the Father's Days, all of the special occasions that we try to keep you up to date with here on the 311 show. It has been indeed a pleasure being a part of it. I remember when I joined the unit, I was very skeptical about the whole concept of being on the radio, and I was like, me? You know, persons like yourself, Natasha, I left Vaughn at the time, who was now acting station officer, Vaughn, the same Lisa Prescott, who was a part of the unit at the time. All of you guys would have helped encourage and mold me into that person that I have become in terms of being able to express myself on the radio show, and not only on the radio show, but out there in the public
person,
doing all the stuff that I have, you know, been able to do and achieve over the years in the unit. And I am eternally grateful to each and every one of you for that opportunity, for instilling that confidence in me that I did not have in myself, to be honest, at that time. I remember when we were told that we are going to have to anchor the show on our own without the help of we'll say a big thanks to Sean. We said, Happy New Year to you and the entire Starcom Network team. I've worked with so many of them over the years. Chris Ajay, KB Clay, the late
Biggs. Can't forget Biggs.
The technical man all the time, always making sure that everything is all right. The man that can make your voice sound like a Muppet if you don't behave yourself, you know?
Yeah, got that threat so many times.
So yeah, you know, Daddy Biggs, Chris Ajay, KB Clay, the late Dennis Johnson, may God rest, continue to rest his soul. He was extremely, to be honest, without him even knowing, has had a great influence on what we do anyway. I put over myself here on this program as well, because I listened to all the things that he would have done on the radio, and I always thought that he was phenomenal. I tell my aunt all the time that Dennis is a human encyclopedia.
A legend.
Legend for sure. And, you know, all of these persons I met throughout the time here at the 311 show, of course, Ronnie Clark, you know, he would have been part of our
show
at some point for sure as well. And we can't forget all of them, for sure, for sure. I want to say a special thanks to Starcom for opening their studios to us and letting us in for such a long time. And me being a part of it and a part of the fire prevention team, it was indeed a pleasure. This journey, unfortunately, has, I don't want to come to the end, but it has been paused a bit from in this regard. I know my former supervisor of 2022, senior fire life safety officer Andrew Taylor, he said to me a few days coming on to the end of the year that don't the same thing you just said, don't be a stranger to the show, and he's still gonna reach out to me for some assistance and so on. So I guess, you know, you might be hearing me at some point, but I want to say once again, big thank you to each and every one of you for the support, the love, everything. It has indeed been a pleasure. And as I move on, you know, I wish you all the best. I hope that you continue in your vein in terms of your fire safety and so on. And I'll be out there in a different capacity, still pushing that fire life safety for sure.
Thank you so very much. And Barbados, as he would say, he has this saying, when fire see him roll upon a scene, it just extinguishes itself because he's in the place. So I know I'm looking forward to a reduction in the number of fires we are going to have in 2023 because he is out there now on the fire ground. So fire, you know what? Behave yourself. You met your match. The awesome, the superpower, I don't know what to call him. He has to be bad. He has to be, I don't know, phenomenal when fire can see him and just extinguish itself. You know, I'm dealing with him, not him at all.
So, I will station officer, I haven't been listening to this program. He would definitely
beg your pardon.
I hope there are also more artists listening to the program. He would definitely be enjoying this for sure.
Oh, my.
But you know what, ladies and gentlemen, it is the start of the year, and we have come to the end of yet another edition of the 311 Radio Show, the first for 2023. We call it the changing of the guard. Remember to remain less distracted this year. As I said, the changing of the guard, because we're going to have, I want to say, best wishes to each and every one of the persons in the fire prevention unit who will now be taking up that mantle. I know senior fire and life safety officer Andrew Taylor will definitely be marshaling his troops and continuing in the vein that, you know, in my absence and the absence of Natasha Ford. And I want to say best of luck to those guys going forward in the fire prevention and code enforcement unit for 2023 and beyond. To each and every one of you listeners, again, I want to say a thank you. It has indeed been a pleasure. If you have missed any of today's or any of the previous 311 radio shows, you can always listen to it on the VOB podcast, www.vob929.com. That is the podcast, www.vob929.com. Or if you care to watch it on the VOB's Facebook page, you can also do that at vob92.9fm. VOB92.9FM, that is the VOB's Facebook page. Once again, thanks. It has been indeed a pleasure. Happy New Year to each and every one of you. Have a safe, wonderful week and a wonderful year in general. And as I would always say at the end of every 311 radio show, as we close out,
pop the champagne. Happy New Year. Happy and New Year. Fire prevention is our intention.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Protecting life and property. 311. Promoting fire safety.